WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Lebanese officials say nearly two dozen people are dead, 100 hurt after this weekend's Israeli strikes in Beirut. This woman, through an interpreter, says her mosque in Gaza was also hit.
Please God defeat Netanyahu. Please God defeat Israel. I hope God defeats you, America. You have made us cry over our children.
The recovery from Hurricane Helene is slow and then some. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Morganton, North Carolina.
With the power slowly being restored here. The bigger issue is running water. Tens of thousands of people are without it, and many are being told it could be as long as 4 weeks before it's running again.
Some 3 months after the attempt on his life, former President Trump has been back to Butler, Pennsylvania.
12 weeks ago, we all took a bullet for America, and all we are all asking is that everyone goes out and vote. And all of this will be for nothing if you don't get out and vote.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A program that helps cover the cost of replacing polluted wells is popular in Wisconsin, but officials say more permanent changes are needed. Mike Moan reports.
Running your kitchen faucet and suspecting the water is contaminated can be a scary thought. Tom Van Lowe and his wife live in a farming community in Marathon County. Their property is surrounded by cropland. Van Lowe says over time they had a buildup of nitrates in their well, with test results eventually showing excessive levels. County officials helped them apply for aid through the state well compensation grant program, which funded a reverse osmosis system. That was a lifesaver for the couple.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so gave us a lot of peace of mind.
Van Lowe says they likely wouldn't have been able to afford the roughly $12,000 cost, and they no longer have to stock up on bottled water. Agencies and assistance groups report waiting lists for these grants, saying eligibility is pretty restrictive. Chase Cummings of the Dunn County Environmental Services Department says that existing eligibility requirements for the well compensation program make it hard for people to clean up their drinking water.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well. And if you were to use the current well comp program eligibility, we would have one individual eligible.
That puts many other property owners in a bind because they don't qualify. Cummings says county governments are being more intentional about careful land use. That includes working with farmers to adopt conservation practices so that lower levels of nitrate find their way to surrounding water sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Pack looks to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the LA Rams this afternoon. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Romeo Doubs, who is suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love will make his second start since spraining his MCL in the season opener. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM on the Civic Media Network. Other NFL games today include the Vikings and Jets in London and the Bears taking on the Falcons. In college football, the Badgers beat Purdue 52-6 yesterday. Wisconsin piled up 589 yards of offense, and Braden Locke became the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game in 9 years. The Badgers will play at Rutgers this Saturday. And now that training camp is done, the Milwaukee Bucks will begin preseason play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today with breezy west winds up around 30 miles per hour and highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies tonight. Breezy northwest winds continue with lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, sunny skies, northwest winds, and mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The music of the star. Off we go. 2 more hours. Almost. The morning and all the way till high noon. Join us on the Civic Media app. And now, the National Anthem of Jazz.
swing, swing. Everybody's got to swing.
Keely Smith, huh? Louis Armstrong on Decca.
Now 15 cats were swinging like you never heard before. Each one took a solo and the people cried for more. All at once the leader stopped and hollered to the band. Boys, I like your playing, but I just don't understand. What is this thing called swing? What is this thing called swing? Is it jazz or track time, futuristic ragtime? What is this thing called swing? Now if swing's the thing you talk about, I'ma have the boys to beat it out. First of all, our saxophones gonna rattle off some mellow tones. That's, get together, boys. Now, folks, don't get too hot, because that rhythm section's coming up, and they're really on the spot. Get a load of these cats. Yes, sir. Thank you. Now, when Gable starts his jamboree, he's got to blow six brass for me. Get your chops together, boys. I'm coming over after you. Yes, sir. How you like that? Them cats telling me to beat it out? Why you didn't let me get this order to mama? Wait a minute.
Louis Armstrong, 1946. Next up, Mr. Paul Anka.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past. You gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger. Dream at a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night. Why?
watching us all in the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with a skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye. Top. I got the guts, got the glory. I went the distance, not gonna stop. I'm just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger. It's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye. Yes, he's ready to fight, stalking prey in the night, and he's watching.
Mills Brothers, next.
Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger.
What's this? Did you put this in my car?
No.
Did you? What is this thing?
Open it. What is it?
My friends, you are in for one doozy. What can I call this? This is history in the making.
Is there anything you want to explain first about the dogs?
Oh. Well, I traded the old Packer for them.
Oh.
One dozen trained dogs.
What are we going to do with a dozen trained dogs, President?
What difference does it make? You can't walk away from a trade like that. Are you dying to know what's in here? Huh? No?
Yes, well, yes, yes, yes.
All right. You're dying, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Gallup took a poll last week to find out what Americans want most when the war is over. 87% of the people in this country said the first thing they want is a new car. Now, which do you think the public would rather buy? The same old models Detroit has been giving us before the war, or the car of tomorrow, today.
Whoa!
Looks like he's going 90 miles per hour.
And you know who's going to build these cars? We are. In 5 years, we're going to put the big three out of business.
Who are we going to sell them to? Buck Rogers?
Under the hood, we've got luggage. The engine is in the rear where it ought to be. Look at this. Individual torque converters. Connected each.
Crazy. You'd have to have a wheel track 70 inches wide.
Dinner's ready.
All right, come on, let's go.
How many?
Everybody. How about the U.S. Army? You boys hungry? Or we'll call your mother. You stay, too. No, oh, Billy. Billy. And our best dog food, huh?
That's a clip from Tucker, the Man in His Dream. Did you know that the plant manager for Tucker Corporation lived in Racine? His name was Augie Smirdaugh. He was the last man out the door.
Introduce you before they begin. Honestly, we're all just bursting with excitement about this brilliant new performer. We think this one will not only win every award hands down, but it's just going to win the hearts of people all over the country. Come on now. I want you to meet a great new star. The new 1953 Chevrolet. Isn't that a sight to take your breath away? Wouldn't that new beauty steal any show? I declare it looks a mile long. And see how low it is. And that beautiful, beautiful grill. Every detail is so perfectly designed, I just keep looking and looking at it. And I'll tell you something. You can look at it from every possible angle, and you'll still come up with the same answer. It's the best-looking car in the whole world. There I go, getting carried away again. I could just talk about it all day.
Okay, take it. Dinah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Now, aren't you just as excited about our great new star as I am? See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road, along a levee, performance is sweeter. Now
Captain Conceder. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west. Wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Here comes Hudson, time for you to step into a beautiful new Hudson.
Seth MacFarlane, here's Bing.
Away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile. Oh, away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobile, and you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal. Then our wedding bells are gonna peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
A dream is a wish your heart made. When you see a star, a gnash is a star of Carmate. It outshines all others by far.
Now come with MASH into a new motoring age. See the brightest new star of all, MASH for 55. With completely new trend-setting style inspired by the magnificent MASH Healey, Europe's finest.
Only the beginning, folks. Just look inside.
Here's the biggest room on the road with the widest front seat of any car and intriguing high-fashion styling. Here are reclining seats for the world's most restful ride. There are even twin travel beds to nap the children on long trips. Yes, for 55, vision unlimited through a new Scenoramic windshield, whitest of any car. Look into a new motoring world from behind the wheel of a new NASH ambassador or statesman. Drive NASH for 55 at your NASH dealers tomorrow.
If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
Love NASH for 55, or my name isn't Jiminy Cricket.
There's a familiar face.
It's very clear, the car you've wanted is really here.
It's delightful, it's delovin',
it's DeSoto. You'll understand the reasons why, for once you drive it, you'll wanna buy.
It's delightful, it's delovin',
it's DeSoto.
You can tell at a glance
that this swell car is far in advance. You can hear that great big engine murmuring low. There to go. So make sure you see and drive the new DeSoto. I'm man alive.
It's delightful. It's delovely. It's delirious. It's the living. And it's the latest. It's the limit. It's deluxe. It's DeSoto.
Tomorrow at your DeSoto dealers.
see and drive the delightful, the lovely DeSoto for 1956.
Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out and kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Good evening. I'm John Larkin, speaking for your Kaiser Fraser dealer. Tonight I'm going to take you back over one of the most thrilling experiences I've ever had. I'm going to show you what happened when we literally tried to tear the Henry J to pieces. We put the Henry J through some of the toughest, roughest tests in the world. The first test we made was down the Buck and Bronco Road. 1 mile of concrete washboard, an endless chain of brutal ruts built to shake the body bolts out of any ordinary car. Now, I'd seen the Henry J take some mighty rough country roads, but never anything like this.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
The little cars are too little, the big cars cost too much, but Studebaker has that different touch. See all those model lines, that Studebaker's different by design.
Well, these are all great commercials from years ago. The Studebaker was 1958. They only had another 8 years to live. What a shame. Some of these were kind of rare, like... There was one in the Tucker, The Man in His Dream, that was written just for the movie, was never used because Tucker only made, what, 58 cars? Although there's rumors somebody wants a key. Oh, that's right. In Ida Automotive, they'll make you one for $1 million. What could go wrong there? The music of the stars is on the air. What a car. If only that had made it. Joe Jackson wrote this. For Tucker. They make Tootsie Rolls there now.
I get into your car and snuggle very close. I love you and I want to be your lady. I whisper and I sigh that you're the only
you
guy.
You know what? In second gear, this rod will clock at 80.
I wish I was a car. I wish I was a car. Then you would give me all of your attention. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. Then I would be the only thing you'd mention.
You want me thinking of you as we burn along, but in my mind the hot rod is the thing.
I show you there's a dark road, an old romantic park road. You tell me that the bumps will hurt the spring.
You don't understand. I wish you was a car. I wish you was a car. Oh, how I wish you had a brake and clutch. I wish you was a car, just any kind of car, and then you know I love you very much.
Peter.
Yeah.
I try so hard to make you understand, my love. I'd be with you forever if I could. My heart goes hippity hop when you slow down and stop.
It's just that I forgot to latch the hood.
Can't you see a girl likes to be courted?
The heads are milled and ported.
The night is so supreme.
She corners like a dream.
Now how about some kisses?
This engine never misses.
When you're near me, it's like heaven.
Yet that tack is really revving.
Don't you think that I'm attractive?
Shock absorbers double active.
Oh!
I wish I was a car. I wish I was a car. We'd be together mile after mile. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. I know we'd get a license after a while.
What kind of a license?
I wish I was a car.
Hey, David Seville wrote that, and that's Mary Healy with Peter Lynn Hayes. Here's Sammy.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star, a 1928 Porter. That's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 Porter. That's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car. Oh, my mother the car. My mother the car. My mother the car.
I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
From the pages of America's most popular magazine, your TV Reader's Digest. Presented by the Studebaker Packard Corporation and its dealers. Studebaker, with its tradition of fine craftsmanship, and Packard, with its tradition of inspired engineering, now one, as Studebaker Packard leads the way with the bold new idea in automobiles of outstanding quality. And now your host, Hugh Riley.
Hugh, where'd you go? Hugh? Hello, Hugh? I don't know. Hugh, he stepped out for, Well, we got a lot of cool stuff yet to go. Packard had a dealer in Racine on Washington Avenue, V&R Packard. Anybody remember them?
Announces the new fine car series, the new Packard Executive. Here is a car with a special invitation to people of taste to enter the luxury car class, to own a fine car with a proud name, yet at a cost just above medium price lines. The Packard Executive is truly distinctive in its styling. Rich, luxury appointments mark its interiors. Here, too, is riding perfection. Packard's exclusive torsion level ride. In the Packard Executive, you get famous twin automatic drive as standard equipment and many other exclusive Packard engineering advances. Yes, the new Packard Executive is an invitation for you to enter the luxury car class now at a modest investment. See and drive the new Packard Executive today.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toting such a load, trudging down the lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should treat me so? You caused me to walk and talk like I never did before. Weary toting such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker before Mr. Gabriel blows his horn. I'm weary of toting such a heavy load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down. That lonesome road before you travel on. Look down, look down that lonesome road before you decide to travel on. Look down, look down, look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Gene Austin wrote then, and Nelson Riddle with the orchestra with Francis Albert.
There is a new kind of American small car, Volare. Beautiful. So comfortable. Volare has a special suspension that gives you a smooth, comfortable ride, like a big car. You'll love it. Volare.
Where's Bobby Darin? No, Bobby Rydell. Come on, Bobby. Take it. Pavarotti.
Cantare. Oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo, felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù.
Thank you.
musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù.
Pavarotti. Let's see if we can outdo it with Spike Jones.
In our Oasis spotlight, on our singing star, is Helen Greco, who's chosen one of the top songs of the day, Volare.
This is Mrs. Spike Jones, actually.
Volare. Felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo, felice più l'alto del sole, ancora più su, mentre il mondo più piano arriva lontano lassù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Penso che sogno con te, non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e facce di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito. Incominciavo a volare nei cieli infiniti.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.